Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, big night tonight. Sixers got to win. LeBron was in this spot last night, and he did not win, as Jamal Murray did it again, scoring another game-winning basket, wow. This one with about 3 seconds left. LeBron, by the way, won off of a triple-double. He had 30 points. He had 11 and 9. So, you know, obviously LeBron did an awful lot last night. And let me be crystal clear. While I do not expect that he will be coming here, I do hope the Sixers will go hard after him. I mean, just imagine Tobias out and LeBron in. And the Sixers do have the cap space. But, look, that'll be a discussion for, you know, May and June. Let's hope, John, more June than May, though. Let's hope the Sixers actually, you know, get to May. Mm-hmm. Seltzer, is this going to be the year the Sixers actually are eliminated in
April?
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So for more on that, grew up a Sixers fan, lifelong Sixers fan, lifelong Philly. Going back to his days as the bat boy, Mr. Ruben Amar. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning.
So, I mean, do they have it in them, Ruben?
They do not.
They do not.
They don't. I saw absolutely no heart at home in a crucial game, and they played like crap. Simply as I can put it.
All right, everybody, we're out of here. Go. We're done.
Shut it down. All right, Joe, you coming up next.
I just dropped the mic. No, I'm typically a very positive guy, but with the way they played at that last, I don't know, 30 minutes, it was just not good. It was not good sports.
Where do you stand on the Embiid thing? It was very controversial yesterday.
That's on a good sports.
Yeah. I like that. Not good sports.
It was
great.
Sports.
I know.
So,
I agree. Ruben, the Embiid thing. You know, yesterday was a pretty wild day where you got a lot of people blaming him. And then you got a lot of people saying he's giving you the absolute best he can. It's not fair to ask him to do all this. By the way, no one else is doing anything. Where do you stand on the whole Embiid thing?
So I was obviously disappointed in some of the comments. And then I thought about what he said and, you know, what type of player he is and who he is. I don't know the man, but what I do know is I think he cares and I think he wants to win. I don't think there's any question about that. None. I just think that he was out of gas.
Well, that's what I think.
I think he was completely out of gas, yeah. And he really could not compete at the level that he typically competes at. And that's a tough thing to do. Like when you're not able to do. And the other problem is that they have absolutely no support. He's got no support at all. Mm-hmm. I love Maxey. You know, some other. There's not enough support on the team, on the court, so that when he is down, when Embiid is down, they just don't have weapons to go to.
Yeah,
you got to have weapons, mm-hmm. And they don't have them.
All right, well, look.
And he feels that, and he tries to dig in a little more and does things like stays on the court for the entire second half, and it ends up backfiring and making us a worse team when it's all said and done.
I'm just telling you, in all the years I've watched sports, and I've watched a lot of years of sports, I don't know if I've ever seen an athlete have less at the end than he did. I mean, it was like Rocky before Hollywood says, okay, he can actually still win.
Donovan on the last drive of the Super Bowl and over, maybe.
But I think it was more.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
A little bit?
A little bit.
I think it was more. Listen, it was a combination of one, being tired.
Donovan, by the way, ended that drive with a touchdown pass.
He did.
A lot of people forget that.
He did.
And it was like a 45-yard touchdown pass. It was a great throw to the back of the end zone.
Is that Craig Lewis?
Craig Lewis, yeah.
I think it was a combination of him being injured because he still has an injury issue. I mean, there's no question about it, and him just being out of gas. And again, no support.
All right, let's go to the phones. Big game tonight, obviously. I don't have to tell you. Game 5, plus the Phils, they dropped one last night in Anaheim, the start of that series.
and the Eagles. A few days removed from the NFL draft, we got a lot of audio still to get to, including some of what Jeremiah Trotter said, the senior, said yesterday when he was on with Spike and Ike in the afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Jay in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Doing all right, Jay.
Kind of nervous, kind of excited, you know, apprehensive, but just hopeful, Jay, they can crank it up. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you know, they might be able to pull out one more, but, you know, I called in earlier in the week and talked about no heart, and Ruben just hit the nail on the head. There's no heart to this team whatsoever. There's no support and building of this team to support Joel and Maxie throughout the entire year. I mean, it's pro basketball. Two guys cannot do it. Yeah. There's just no depth. There's no support. And, yeah, the guy's out of gas. You can't rely on one human being.
Kyle Lowry is giving more support than I expected he'd be able to give.
Clearly.
There's only so much at 38 you can contribute.
Well, the other problem, I agree with you on that, John, specifically where I think Lowry's most efficient at this point is just basic offense. Like, he can facilitate an offense, but he just can't really get you buckets.
No.
I mean, think how many games Kyle Lowry, and he's only played, whatever, 15 games for the Sixers, but he gets you 6 points a lot of times. You know, like, that's – so this is where I'm going to, again, Oubre, I think, is the main guy that has to step up scoring-wise, and we know he's inconsistent.
Well, there's not enough depth and there's not enough heart. The tank's out of gas, you know, and it's not trade Joel Embiid. It's the front office doing their job, bringing in the talent to surround him throughout the year. And they've done a poor job at doing that. The last few years they really have.
Wait, I don't think
they're doing him any favors allowing him to just keep wearing that brace either. I do think this is a problem. The mindset that accompanies the wearing of a brace.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is not where he needs his mind to be for this postseason.
And, Jay, as it relates to the front office, because I agree with you, they got to do a better job. This is also, though, going to be the first time in 5 years since July of 2019 they actually have money to spend to get a real player. They have been so far over the cap ever since they committed the money to Al Horford and Tobias Harris in freaking July 1st of 2019. Okay? I'm going a whole year before the pandemic. Yeah. They have not been able to spend for a legitimate free agent for 5 years. So, like, this is Daryl Morey's first and probably last chance if he doesn't get it right. Now, that'll be an issue for in the summer. Let's see if they can win a game tonight. Jay, give me an answer here. A notable sports story that doesn't relate to the actual plane of sports.
Well, I got one, but real quick, I had two ACL replacements in the last 2 years. And in 2021, my ACL was replaced.
Yep.
And I had MCL work done. 4 months later, I rehabbed myself within 4 months. I was in Utah riding dirt bikes with my brother.
You 7'2"?
What's that? No. Well, and I'm not a pro athlete.
All right, Jay, I need an answer. Sports story, not playing sports. What is it?
Not Tiger Woods. Mike Vick.
Mike Vick. Vick's a big one for sure.
Wow.
And in the process, he kind of takes Tiger off the board. So fair enough. All right. So, John, speaking of inconsistent, because, you know, obviously we've seen a lot around here inconsistent. There's a new guy coming to town. And we covered this yesterday, but only briefly, with Mekhi Becton, who was a very heralded first-round pick of the New York Jets a couple years ago, who now 4 years into his career, about to enter year five, is going to enter it with the Eagles. Now, let me just detail for those that don't know, it's a crazy turn of events that has been his career. So year one, and he's the 11th pick in a draft, he's really, really, really good. He's also really big. He's 6'7". He's a monster of a man. He's a tackle. He's a tackle that doesn't play guard.
It's 6'7", but it's just like twice as thick as everyone else.
Yeah,
he is.
Is he bigger than Mulata? I mean, he has been, right?
Mulata's more stretched out.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is just... He looks more like Jason Peters in build, but he might even be bigger than Jason Peters.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's a mountain of a man. But here's the problem. So year two, he starts running into injury issues. Now, consider this reality. In his second and third year, he missed 33 out of 34 games. He missed all but one game. So here's what happens. In the opener of 2021.
And the injuries were.
Yeah, here's the deal. In 2021, in the opener, a teammate rolls up on his leg. And we know that happens to offensive linemen. The Jets didn't think he was going to miss the rest of the year, but he did. He never got back out there. So you had that issue.
Not a great sign.
All right. Then his weight goes to over 400 pounds.
Wow.
So then in training camp in year three, he re-injures his knee during training camp. Does not play that whole season, requires major surgery. Then, after he had gotten that surgery and after he had that injury, he blames the Jets coaches for the injury, saying that their decision to switch him to right tackle put an added stress on the initially repaired injured knee. And so, like, now he's guy blaming organization guy. So then everyone's like, all right, enough of this, right? But they don't have a ton last year, so the Jets go back to him as he enters year four. He drops 50 pounds and, according to many, turned in a pretty good year trying to protect Aaron Rodgers. But here's a problem, John, because pretty good is only
Aaron
relative
Rodgers
speaking.
For four plays.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. He committed 12 penalties, which was the second most in pro football, and allowed 12 and a half sacks. Like, Lane Johnson doesn't allow a sack in two seasons. This guy allowed 12 and a half sacks in one season. So – John, wow. What are they getting Mekhi Becton?
Well, you're getting a developmental project who has actually started and played an awful lot. So it's a strange combination of factors here. He's got all the skills in the world, like the measurables. He just needs to be coached the right way, and Jeff Stoutland can work wonders with this player. I believe that.
And now, stay in shape.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
He needs to.
Ruby, you know what I'm hoping for?
But he can be good here.
I'm hoping for a Jason Wirth situation, who was very injured, you know, early part of his career, and you guys believed in him, plucked him out, and then gave you, whatever, 6-7 great years.
And part of that was knowing the player really, really well. And Pat had drafted him from the Baltimore Orioles years ago. He's like first or second rounder as a catcher way back when. And Pat knew him. He had this thing for him, and he was obsessed about getting him and got him for a really minimal price.
I would say so.
And ended up, you know, we ended up paying him like $900,000 or something like that when he became a free agent, and he became Jason Wirth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the great moves in franchise history.
It is.
No, it was a great move, and that's part of knowing the guy's makeup. Now, that hopefully they know this guy well enough to be able to, you know, to be able to motivate him enough to be a, you know, to be a contributing back.
Quality player, yeah.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.